A deal reached. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The Senate has an agreement on gun legislation after negotiations between 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats.
I don't want us to pass a bill for the purpose of checking a box. I want to make sure we actually do something useful, something that is capable of becoming a law, something that will have the potential to save lives.
Texas Republican John Cornyn, who led the negotiations for his party, the measure would enhance background checks for young gun buyers and would boost funding for state mental health programs and school safety. The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety says the police response to the school shooting in Uvalde was an abject failure, and he testified to state lawmakers. Police radios did not work within the school, and school diagrams officers used were wrong. He says 3 minutes after a gunman entered Robb Elementary School, where 19 children and two teachers were killed, there was sufficient law enforcement on scene to stop the gunman, but police stood in the hallway for more than an hour. The South Dakota Attorney General has been removed from office after a trial in the state Senate.
Jason Raunsburg has been convicted in an impeachment trial by South Dakota state senators for committing a crime that caused someone's death, as well as malfeasance for misleading law enforcement and abusing the power of his office. 2 years ago, Raunsburg hit Joseph Beaver, killing him. But Raunsburg told dispatchers he thought he'd hit a deer or some other animal. County prosecutors, who argued before the senators, said Raunsburg lied and knew he'd hit a person, that he lied about being on his phone before the crash, and that Beaver's glasses were found in his car.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Raunsburg's attorney says impeaching him undoes the will of the voters. He avoided trial by pleading no contest to two misdemeanor charges. Jurors in a civil trial against Bill Cosby have found he sexually abused a 16-year-old girl in 1975. He must pay the now 64-year-old woman $500,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A Kremlin spokesperson says two American veterans captured by pro-Russian separatists could face the death penalty.
Russian spokesman Dmitry Peskov told NBC News that the fates of the two Americans captured in a battle near Kharkiv, Ukraine, earlier this month will be decided by a Russian court. He says they're not likely to be protected by Geneva Conventions for prisoners of war because they weren't part of Ukraine's regular army, and accused the men of being, quote, involved in illegal activities. The men who had traveled to Ukraine in April to help fight are believed to be the first Americans captured by Russian forces since the war started in February. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Supreme Court has ruled that religious schools can't be excluded from a program in the state of Maine that offers tuition aid for private education. It's a decision that could ease religious organizations' access to taxpayer money. The most immediate effect of the court's decision beyond Maine will be next door in Vermont, which has a similar program. But the ruling also could fuel a renewed push for school choice programs in some of the 18 states that so far have not directed taxpayer money to private religious education. Four-time Super Bowl champ Rob Gronkowski has decided to retire after 11 NFL seasons.
This is not the first time the 33-year-old Gronkowski has retired. He stepped away from the gridiron after the 2018 season. But after 1 year off, Gronk came back to rejoin his longtime Patriots teammate Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. The duo hooked up for three NFL championships in New England before adding another with the Bucs 2 years ago. Gronkowski caught 621 career passes for more than 9,200 yards and 92 touchdowns. He is a four-time All-Pro, a five-time Pro Bowl selection, and a member of the NFL's 100th anniversary all-time team. Bob Bortali, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow gained 641, the NASDAQ plus 270, and the S&P added 89. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.